for this public hearing tonight. This lady, one lady.
Lady and gentleman.
The reason for this public hearing is to discuss the recommendation from planning and zoning pertaining to section 19-321.5. First, to address council. Give your name and address, please.
John Batson, 1177. Basically, this is just an amendment to a current ordinance that we have in our books. And member of RP&Z brought it up because it felt like it was a concern that we needed to address, especially with our oceanfront lots. And there was a lot of watershed coming from them because they had so much square footage in their lots that they were covering the entire width of their front yard properties. The Planning and Zoning Commission feels that this ordinance amendment does come in line with our land use plan. I believe it's page 115. It basically says that Curie Beach will promote pervious surfaces within the beach, and the way that we feel like that coincides with the land use plan is that we are limiting the amount of impervious within the setback area for driveways. And the two sentences that will be amending this ordinance read that impervious surface coverage in the side setback area of residential lots shall be limited to 15% of the setback. What that is referencing there is, for instance, a concrete sidewalk. Those are becoming pretty common with a lot of our new residential properties. The other sentence is that driveways located in the setback area of the residential lots shall be limited to 36 feet in width. What we've seen is that, once again, bringing up the oceanfront properties, their driveways are increasing in width, not only as wide as a house, which is typically 40 feet wide, but some of them are becoming even wider, and I don't have anything in the ordinance that prohibits that. So we felt that 36 feet was a pretty good number because that, in fact, would allow three cars to park in line with each other. And is it good overall figure? Yes, sir.
I'm curious about this, the idea of the 36-foot wide driveways, because there is a famous lawsuit in the history of Curie Beach that actually involved wrestling in your office before you were there. Where the driveways are limited to, I think, 24 feet across the town.
That ordinance is still in effect. If you actually look up to the current ordinance, that pertains only to the concrete driveway that crosses over the property line into our town right of way and hits the road.
Okay. Well, how would any oceanfront property get to Fort Fisher Boulevard if it didn't cross the town right of way?
They go over grass.
I'm sorry, the town right-of-way is on either side of the road, isn't it?
That's correct.
So how did they get to the road without crossing the town right-of-way?
There's no way to get to the road without crossing the town right-of-way.
So why doesn't our current ordinance that says that driveways may not exceed 24 feet from the town right-of-way not cover this? Why is this necessary? I'm not arguing with you, John. I'm trying to understand.
Okay, because the town ordinance doesn't say anything about the amount of coverage it is allowed to have on property owner's property.
So what you're saying is that they could have as much as 36 feet across their own property and then narrow down to the 24 feet.
That is correct. That's right.
Fine.
The only restriction for that is
go fight with Tom Russell for a few minutes.
Impervious coverage is restricted to 65% of the lot.
Right. So the problem here is we have lots that, because they are on the oceanfront across the county setback line, they're buildable 65% if they build it behind the county setback line, would allow them to cover pretty much the entire portion of that lot.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And this, I referenced the oceanfront as our main problem, but we do have other ones that are pretty large also.
One of the things when y'all brought this to us last month, we asked for a sketch showing what's allowed now versus what this would do. Did y'all do that?
No, sir.
Because it's really kind of hard to understand.
Yes, sir. And I apologize. That's my fault. I can definitely draw you something up here in a few minutes until I see it.
I mean, because I guess there's some idea that this is, this is really confusing for a lot of people, and there's an idea that we're letting people do some things that wouldn't otherwise be allowed, and it's hard to understand without seeing, what they could do under the current ordinance and what this would limit them to doing.
Yes, sir. John, how many buildable oceanfront lots are left?
I didn't run out of count today, but
all of them.
I mean, yes, sir. They're all buildable.
So when you knock down the house, that's there. Well, I don't think they're going to knock down a $2 million house.
Is that all about it? No,
sir. I would say there's somewhere around 15 to 30.
Okay. And this, you've got the 5-foot setback. And you're saying that you're pouring concrete, you're going to have 40-foot wide houses wise you have it. And you think that they're actually houses out there that they poured concrete over to the property line.
I have one or two, yes, sir. It's not just that. I do have some properties down here that are wider than others. I've got some 65-foot lots. Yes, sir. Basically, it's coming down to this total lot of water shed coming on the Fort Pitch Boulevard. Other areas out of the a massive amount of area for water to collect and run towards the road.
Well, we've got the engineer part of the stormwater regs, which you can buy your way out of $4,000. But, you and I have had this discussion before. If I had a recommendation, it would be that all the water from the driveway be retained on the lots, like Carolina Beach, has degraded slot drains in their driveway. So when that driveway's coming downhill, it's a drain, and supposedly that water goes down that lot. The 5-foot setback from each side is 15%. Do we have any type of comprehensive list of what is acceptable, is pervious or non-pervious? I mean, could these people, under the way you've got to set them out, could they pull one of these pervious concrete sidewalks and get around what you're trying to do?
That's to answer your question, directly and indirectly, our ordinances do not provide for pervious concrete. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that I couldn't allow it, but I have not in the past, because after several talks with pervious concrete contractors and a demonstration for our Planning and Zoning Commission in the past couple of years, it's my opinion that pervious concrete is not a good solution to this.
But don't our ordinances already say that the water on that lot has to be contained on that lot?
Yes, sir. And also it says it's supposed to be taken to the street.
Well, if it's not contained on the lot, they're already in violation of the ordinance. So I've got two phone calls, that's all I've received. I don't know how many anybody else has. That when they saw this on the agenda to be discussed later tonight, that but in both cases they have put gravel down the side. And they wanted to know what this was about. They actually thought they might take gravel up, which I said, no, that's pervious, so that would count. But the 15%.
Gravel's not necessarily pervious.
Well, grass isn't necessarily pervious the way the way a camera determines it. How are they going to enlighten us or try to have something in this ordinance, or do you have any examples of what would be permissible out there?
Just what I've allowed in the past, sir.
Which grass is counted as non-pervious land, so they had a trash walkway.
Which would what I have allowed in the past or this gravel. I've also allowed, as far as your side setbacks in the 15%, 10% of the light wooden walkways.
Well, let me ask you my final question, and then I'll be through. In your opinion, as a building inspector and ordinance regulator and enforcer, is this such a problem in Cary Beach that we need to amend the ordinance?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question. It depends on who you're asking, but you're asking me, and so I'm going to tell you right now that I think this is definitely going to help it. Whether or not this is the best fix for this, I don't know. I've got my idea, everybody's got their idea, but it doesn't mean everybody's got the best idea. So, yes, sir, I think it's going to help. Yes, sir, I think something needs to be done about it. And, getting on to another subject, we really need to get the stormwater committee on the line. With revisions to our stormwater plan we have now, that will also take a lot of this, these problems away.
Have you scheduled a meeting with the stormwater committee or with some members? Well, not with them, well, whether or not, I can't say, but the liaison here, have y'all scheduled some type of...
Next meeting, right?
The combination? We're talking about going to them?
Yeah, and Sunday, too.
The only problem I have with the 15% or whatever, and this is playing devil's advocate again, which I'm really good at, is if you use a wooden walkway, which would be courteous, rather than having that wood extend over to your neighbor's property line, is that going to be a problem since it's also a combustible walkway?
I don't think
this
will be a significant problem, no, sir.
We already have a wooden driveway, don't we?
Yes, sir, we do have a wooden driveway.
We have one. Because he was over the 65%. It was very expensive.
Yes, sir. Down there, Ocean Beach Forest, where that property is located, they actually have a smaller percentage of the way.
That are all my questions.
24 foot. What's the other thing for the next week? Can you go in?
Well, the 24 foot width is from. For instance, let's use your house from your property line to the street. Depends on where your house is and what the right of way is. If it was on Alabama Avenue, that right of way is 90 feet. And so the amount of pervious area you are covering with that 24 feet is about twice as much as you would cover, let's say, if you were over here on M Avenue.
It's not the same all around.
It is, but it isn't. It just depends on what your right of way. What you ride
by is a metal brick, so you want it to be different.
Yes, sir.
And the one at the enemy and that's already done this, have already had the sidewalk in?
I do have properties that have sidewalks, yes, sir. Mostly what I see as far as people want to put sidewalks in, though, they might put a ground level depth. This is not even elevated, it's elevated above the ground like 2 inches, and it's about like a sidewalk, so it's made out of wood, you know.
So, I mean, do we have any other grandfathered in, or have you already stopped them all, and this is going through them tomorrow?
I don't have enough. Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir.
I have a couple of questions. One, what ends up being the 15% of most sidewalks after you, if that's what you're going to allow? How wide is that 36 inches wide, right?
Well, it depends on what the length of the sidewalk, how long we want to do it. Most of the time, what I'm getting is...
Well, I'm thinking of ADA.
It's a good
match. I don't think it's ADA. Well, no, but I don't care whether they have to. I want them to.
If you've got 15%, you've got 10 foot. You only have the one side.
This is a setback on here.
So what he's saying is, it would be 15% of this space, and depending on how long this is, that would tell you how wide you can make it if you're going to go the whole distance to get the 15%.
Right.
And there's no way we can enforce ADA in that. It's not the right of way, it's the setback.
No, I was thinking of the right of way.
Right.
That's where I want to get screwed up.
Yeah, I agree with you. Across the right of way, we need to make everything ADA, but in this case, I don't think John has it.
I'm not going to lie. I need to ask you one more question.
Yes, sir.
Maybe a stretch of
the night. I just got it because I average with 50 foot house. I mean, excuse me, 6 foot wide. do you have some type of designation in the ordinances if you wanted to have a 36-foot driveway, but you want to extend the sidewalk off that hill to the ground house? So, say my house, for example, I've got a 20-foot driveway, but then it goes up to the house, and it goes, you know, all the way over to the other corner, because that's part of the porch area. Yeah. Are you, is there something in the ordinances that are going to designate as that as a porch, since it's purchased or non-purchased? Or?
I'm not familiar with anything, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
No, I mean, you know, you're saying you can't pour the 36-foot wide, but if I didn't have that railroad, yeah, technically that could be part of the
crime. And, you know, I don't think there'd be much of an argument on my part if somebody was coming to me with the same setup as you have at your house. That's pretty obvious that that would not be necessary.
So we put it right there. Yeah. Even though... I mean, yeah, I just don't want you to leave yourself open for any more.
I don't foresee that problem. I believe that everything's in the board of adjustments. I don't think we have any problem with that one. But I can see we've got one of those drawing guys in here, and I can kind of draw it all out real quick if you'd like to see it.
That's a 15% property.
You know, you're seriously eating in the car. I had a better time out.
Garage. And so what we'll do is we'll come off the side and do a little sidewalk. It's basically, it doesn't usually run more than about 10 or 15 feet down the side of the house to get into that side door. Okay. That's the most common one, really. But then we have some that they won't have the sidewalk all the way down the whole side of the house.
Who's asking you to do that, John? I mean,
I've had a couple of them. Alan Long is actually the one that's, he started this.
Have you seen built houses?
That's right up there looking
for you. I just don't
as far as possible.
I just don't understand at this stage in the game where we've only got 15 new buildable lots, why this is a problem that needs to be changed. I mean,
well, that's was here to, I wish I was here to argue the things these point of view. I don't think that this is something that's going to hurt us. It could definitely help us with anything, but I mean, if y'all want to push us back, I'm more understanding.
No, I mean, I'm just one day. I'm just one meager bug here. We'll wait through the discussion. Slide back. Sorry. See. Jim. Any comment from you here? My dear.
Personally, I sense a reluctance to go forward on this.
I just
wish there was somebody from P&Z here to you know, let us know exactly what they're thinking is.
Well, I mean, the P&Z liaison to make sure that the next time they bring us something.
Maybe I ought to remember not to open my darn mouth.
John, if I may, bottom line, you think this would be a helpful tool for you to help us achieve the goals that we have for our stormwater management?
I think it will improve the lengths that we're taking to get that goal. Yes, sir.
The 15% is what, you know, kind of sticks. And where did they come up with it?
Personally, I can't stand that part because I don't have to do figuring on that every time I get a site plan. But...
Well, I see really you have 10-foot setback, that's a foot and a half, which is wider than the seven zone. I realize that, you know.
I don't
understand the 15% deal.
I think they should come up with a specific number for 24, 36.
I don't know how you could, though, unless you know the width of the
John's said that some lots are wider than others. I don't know how many he's got that are wider than 50 feet.
Well, now, primarily these sidewalks are going to be along what we're talking about, or along the front of the house, right? And that's been changed from 7.5.
No, sir, we've never had 7.5 foot setbacks.
Sidewalks, yeah. The storm park up there. So, let's give ourselves the 15%.
Well, maybe we ought to wait till we get the stormwater to, or somebody from stormwater to look over this. I mean, this is kind of a stormwater issue, and Alan Clark actually is going to be one of the new stormwater committee members. So that might help with all that concern.
Stop praying, we need you.
I don't know if we go ahead and make those changes and go ahead with it, but it might be better just to wait until, because it might be a good idea for you to bring this section, this part here, to the stormwater in here at the next meeting.
9 inches is all you have. Anyways. Gentlemen, your pleasure.
Well, we don't have, we're not allowing it now. We just, my pleasure would be that we close the public hearing.
I make a motion that we close the public hearing.
John S. W. Clark. All in favor, see if I'll say aye. All opposed?
Now, there is a